Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, we have a pair of iPhone 16 rumors to talk about. First off, the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max will reportedly offer significantly faster charging speed. A rumor this week says that the iPhone 16 Pro will support 20-watt charging with MagSafe and 40-watt wired fast charging. All four of the iPhone 15 models currently support wired fast charging speeds of 27 watts when using a compatible power adapter. This allows you to charge your iPhone up to 50% battery in around 30 minutes. Meanwhile, MagSafe charging speeds max out at 15 watts for the iPhone 15. So if this week's rumor comes to fruition, it's a notable increase in charging speeds, particularly for wired fast charging. However, the report further explains that the increase in charging speeds will be offset by the iPhone 16 Pro models having larger batteries. The iPhone 16 is expected to have a 6% bigger battery. The iPhone 16 Plus will reportedly have a 9% bigger battery. The iPhone 16 Pro will have a 2.5% bigger battery. And the iPhone 16 Pro Max will have a 6% bigger battery. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has also reported that the iPhone 16 battery will have greater energy density. Apple is also allegedly testing ways to make the iPhone 16 battery easier to replace, in part thanks to a new metal casing on the battery itself. Next up today, Apple is reportedly making changes to the Face ID design for the iPhone 16 lineup this year. Details are sparse right now, but the change is already having significant impacts on Apple's supply chain partners. A report from The Telegraph explained that semiconductor company Coherent, which operates one of the largest microchip plants in the UK, is facing potential closure after Apple pulled the plug on a lucrative supply deal. The report says that Coherent manufactured components for the iPhone's Face ID sensor, but Apple has ceased orders due to upcoming changes to the iPhone 16. There are no exact details on what sort of design changes are coming to Face ID for the iPhone this year. This could simply be an example of Apple making under-the-hood changes due to supply chain relationships and ultimately have no impact on the actual Face ID functionality. The iPhone 16 models are expected to retain the same design language as the iPhone 15, so on a longer-term timeline, Apple is working to develop under-screen Face ID for the iPhone, which would certainly be a big design change, but this isn't expected to debut until next year at the earliest. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and their new Connect Pro, the world's first magnetic cable that features a built-in power reader showcasing real-time power output in watts on an LED screen. The Connect Pro supports up to 100 watts to charge an extensive array of devices, including USB laptops, phones, tablets, and more. It also supports full 27-watt Apple fast charging support for Lightning devices. And with interchangeable tips, you only need one cable to charge all of your USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB devices. There's a built-in LED indicator that turns on when your device has been connected and is successfully charging. And with a built-in magnetic design, you don't have to worry about tripping over your cable and sending your laptop or phone flying across the room. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Charge ASAP Connect Pro, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of the show. Running out today, we've seen a lot of evidence pointing to a new Apple Home accessory, like a HomePod with a display. And to corroborate all of these rumors, the latest beta of tvOS 18 has a new hidden interface that is touchscreen ready. The new tvOS interface, or System Shell, is internally called Plasterboard. Similar to Springboard, which is the iOS System Shell, Plasterboard provides some core interface elements for the system. This interface wasn't meant to be made public, but we did find a way to access it. For instance, the new tvOS Plasterboard interface has a lock screen with a passcode keypad, similar to the one on the iPhone and iPad. The code and how the interface behaves strongly suggests that this was made for touchscreens and not for regular TVs. It's also worth noting that there's no option to lock an Apple TV with a passcode, which only makes sense for more personal devices, such as a HomePod with a screen. Furthermore, last week, Backend Code revealed the existence of an unreleased home accessory device. This unreleased product uses the identifier Home Accessory 17.1, and there are currently no Apple products using this identifier category. Just like the HomePod, this device also appears to run tvOS, but is based on the yet-to-be-announced A18 chip. 9to5 Mac also learned that Apple employees have been internally running tvOS on the iPad mini, to explore how the system looks and behaves on an 8-inch screen. A Bloomberg report in February revealed that Apple has been experimenting with a device that combines Apple TV and HomePod with a built-in camera, similar to the Amazon Echo Show. Another report claims that this new device will have a screen that swivels around like a robotic arm. So with all of that said, at this point, it's pretty much confirmed that Apple has indeed been working on a new HomePod with a screen that runs a modified version of tvOS. The mystery at this point is when Apple will actually launch this HomePod with tvOS. Bloomberg has said that it could be announced in 2025, but that timeline has shifted a few times, so more delays aren't out of the question. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.